everyone. I'm Lauren MacIver.
And I'm Teresa Rocha.
And this is
Teen Mom Time.
We're here to fill you in on all the fight.
Why are you so white trash?
All the custody battles.
Corey's trying to take our kids from me.
All the romance drama.
Getting divorced, period.
And so much more.
Hi, hi. You're both high.
I'm just trying to be a good person and a good role adult.
On this week's episode, we will be discussing Javi and Lauren's romance, the shocking audio from allegedly Amber and Andrew's fight from Christmas Eve, plus are Janelle and David back in trouble again due to the dog scandal. Teresa, how are you?
I'm good. Gina, how are you?
Yes. I'm good.
Gina's here.
Guess who's back?
We'd love to have you here. It's so much fun.
I know. It's so much better than sitting at my desk like a zombie all day.
I know. We get to gossip. We get to catch up a little bit. So it's always a good day.
Yes.
So when Farrah came into the office last week, she helped Lauren out with a wedding present.
Yeah, that was so much fun. So my friends got married on Friday, Allison and Danny, and they love Farrah. They think she's really funny. And
they watch her porn.
Yeah. You know, like everybody's seen it, but I mean, we've kind of grew up with her in a way. Like, she's been in our lives for about 10 years now. So when we saw Farrah, I think it was back in April, we went to, like, that CBD event. My friends were like, oh, my God, I can't believe you were with Farrah. You know, you didn't tell us. Why didn't you invite us to the party? We would love to meet her. So when I found out that she was going to be in the office on Tuesday, I was like, oh, my God. I was like, this is perfect timing. Like, I need to get my friends an autograph because my friend Danny was like, all I want is a photo of Farrah autographed, you know, preferably without clothes on. But that's all I want is a photo of her. So I just thought, I was like, oh, my God, this is perfect timing to give them a little wedding gift of Farrah. So when she was here on Tuesday, at the very end, I printed out a photo that Sam got grease on.
Sam literally put like a croissant on the photo, and grease leaked through. Poor Farrah's bikini body.
I know. It was so funny. He just had this delicious looking croissant. And we were
filming. Was it good? Was it worth it, Sam?
Yeah. Was the croissant worth it?
No. So
he's hiding right now.
I went
shame.
To go get the photo. There's just grease on it. And we were like, oh. And Farrah's like, oh. Like, it was just so funny. It was an innocent mistake. It was totally fine.
We printed out a new one.
Yeah, it was just, it was very, very
okay,
funny.
Good.
So I got Farrah to autograph a photo, a bikini one. It was like, she wore these like sequin top. I don't know. Of course, her boobs were basically out. It was just another Farrah. And then I got her to record a video saying, congratulations on your wedding day. You know, I wish you the best.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Isn't that
cute? Yeah. It was really, really sweet of her to do. And my friends were dying.
They loved it?
Loved it. And their parents, Danny's mom, is a huge Teen Mom fan.
Oh, my God.
So his dad actually came up to me at the cocktail hour and was like, oh, my God, that was so thoughtful. Like, Farrah's awesome for doing that. She's so sweet. And I was like, she is.
Yeah, we love Farrah.
Yeah, we love Farrah. She's, you know, a little wacky, but she's great.
Like, she seemed to be in a really good mood on the podcast last week. And
She was in great. I mean, when she walked in, it was like this grand entrance. And,
of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of our workers here, Jake, he was helping her with all of her luggage and stuff. And she was like, thanks, Jake. Like, she kept saying his name. And I saw him later on. He was like, that was so nice of her. Like, she was just seemed so genuine and sweet. And I was like, she is.
And it's crazy because I've interviewed her when she's in a bad mood, as we all see on Teen Mom.
Yeah.
And I've interviewed her when she's in a good mood. And I think ever since she left Teen Mom, I haven't seen her be in a bad mood. So it seems like she's doing really well.
Yeah. I feel like without that stress, she's just doing her own thing.
Yeah.
You know, her YouTube channel, which we should be on.
Yeah, it's coming up soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was YouTubing.
She recorded us, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so during the podcast.
During the podcast.
She's gonna do a post on it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So cross promotion.
I know. We're going to be on YouTube now. Yeah. So
check out her YouTube.
I know. We got to check to see when it's up. You know, hopefully she's probably editing it now. But I think it was a great visit. I thought it was a great interview. She didn't hold back. She, you know, was, she was pretty honest with Amber, Janelle, what she's doing next, dating. So I thought it was great.
Me too.
She threw her some shade at Cheyenne and
Bristol,
as per usual.
Yeah.
But, she can't be all sweet.
I know. I mean, it's kind of crazy that she would come back to Teen Mom if Cheyenne was fired. But I like Cheyenne now.
They're not going to fire Cheyenne from the show, no matter how many more ratings it would bring to have Sarah
on. She's too hot. Yeah. And her baby is too beautiful. And
her baby daddy.
Her baby daddy's too hot. So
stunning.
They're not going anywhere.
And they're the only ones, I think, on that franchise who have a really good co-parenting relationship. So I don't think they would get rid of that storyline.
No.
When it's the only positive one.
But you never know with Farrah. I mean, she does a lot. So it wouldn't surprise me.
Maybe for the right price.
Yes. You know, she's shown some good money
signs.
It's not
like she even would have to hang out with Cheyenne. They're just like
the thing,
at reunions. Not even at reunions. Yeah. They take them all so separately.
Because everyone beats each other up. Yeah. It's crazy.
But then I also think like Macy, Caitlyn, Amber, they had all like threatened to quit. It would be like a whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But that's their
key factors.
Job, so.
Yeah. Like if someone was hired here, I wouldn't be like, I'm quitting.
Yeah.
It's like, I need to get paid because it's my job.
Yeah. I need to eat.
Yeah. I can't be a brat. Just always you can't just threaten to quit because you don't like your coworker.
No. Yeah, exactly. But
we say that all the time. Like, we would never get into like a physical fight at work.
Right?
Like, it doesn't even like cross our mind.
I think we said it before. We're like, imagine we just start like pulling each other's hair.
It's out of control. But again, we're not on reality TV. We're in the real world in an office.
It's different.
So,
And also we're normal, I guess. But there's a lot to catch up on.
Yes.
A lot of crazy stuff that has happened. So let's get into the Teen Mom top three. So this past Friday, the 13th, an audio clip of allegedly Amber and Andrew fighting from Christmas Eve was released. There was a warning before it. And if you go to listen to it, you know, if you haven't heard it already, you know, just warning you, it's scary. It's alarming. I had the chills listening to it over the weekend. So what is going on with that, Teresa?
Okay, so this YouTube channel, Without a Crystal Ball, basically released these two audio clips that were insane.
Yeah.
I mean, crazier than I think we've ever seen. You know, Amber never confirmed it was her. So this is all alleged.
It's fair to say it sounds just like her. And it what it sounds like, that's what it sounds like. And Amber has never spoken out saying it is not true. So, but however, there's an alleged recording of Amber and Andrew going at it like in a very scary way that we've never seen on Teen Mom before.
Yeah.
And we've seen Amber angry on camera a lot, but it's never been anything like this. And it was really, really disturbing. And Teresa, I think you wanted to let me read some of the quotes that she said.
So according to the YouTube page, Portwood allegedly exploded at Andrew when he woke her up for an appointment at 2 in the afternoon. If you don't pick him up, you effing fat piece of S word, I'm going to effing stab you. Get your fat A word up and get him. When he said, I thought you were going to watch James, she responded, I'm not watching him today, you're effing stupid. Andrew replied, so you're just going to throw him at me? She then asked Andrew where the cameras are, and he explained that he had put cameras up in the home while they were traveling. I guess maybe as like a security measure.
Yeah.
He then said that there are no cameras because she chopped it with a sword. She then fired back, you're a little effing P-word. I bet you if you got in trouble, you would sit down and take down 30 people. You would get sexually assaulted, assuming he goes to prison.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's a lot. She then continued, you're a scummy little B-word. I wasn't attacking you. I'm 5'2". For you to sit there and say I attack you, I will not do this S word again. I will have lawyers up the A word. He then said, you telling me you're going to kill me is really scary. And she fired back, you are really dumb, okay? For you to even say that is stupid. You should not have woken me up this morning. I told you a million times. So that was one of the fights.
Okay, and then the second one gets even worse. It was allegedly taken December 2018.
Yeah,
and
so recent.
Yeah, and she also allegedly threatened to kill him and threatened to stab him. And, yeah, Teresa, did you want to read some of those?
Sure. So she basically starts off by – so this is from Christmas of 2018, allegedly. She starts off by calling him a trash bag, saying that she's going to tell James that his father is a trash bag. Andrew responds, you should tell him how you didn't want him. How about that? Amber then allegedly responds that that it's true and she didn't want a baby until she was 32. She then said – You tell me how I haven't had a baby for 10 years. Fat A word. She then repeated herself, and she could actually be heard hitting something, which I think the listener can assume is him. He then was screaming in pain. Stop, I'm holding James. Stop hitting me. Stop kicking me. She continued, you fat A word, you ugly fat F word. You don't deserve me. You're a disgusting fat A word. I can't wait to blow you out the water. You will never have a career in this industry. He asked why she is so abusive, and she responded, because you're a disgusting, abusive man who used my body. I'm going to say it to you one more time, you ugly, effing fat A-word. Get out of my house. Take him and go. I'm not going to make a statement to the press. I'm going to make a statement to the press about everything. It's done. Yeah. Oh, sorry. The audio ended with, I will kill you. Get out. I'm going to stab you in the neck.
Yeah, it's
she then, one
scary.
More thing, no, she then could be heard throwing something at him. And in the audio, he was holding the baby, allegedly.
I mean, so a source close to Amber tried, told me basically that, yeah, this is not good, but there's also, she was going through her postpartum depression, and the audio is heavily edited to be in Andrew's favor. I'm just throwing that out there, just so yeah. We have different sides. Not that abuse is ever okay. I mean, there's no way she can explain the things she's saying away. And I think
she's
probably – and it seems like her Teen Mom co-stars are really shocked too. I know that Tyler spoke out about it, saying that, wow, abuse is never okay.
Yeah, and even Kate said, you know, I hope that watching my story for 10 years, you guys realize that – you know, I don't condone violence, you know, coming from either side. And that was also the first time that they heard this, you know, and Kate said that. She's like, this was the first time I heard this clip. And Cheyenne said she's saddened by it. And a lot of, and I think Cheyenne also said, you know, I hope she gets the help that she needs.
And this is crazy because this is coming from Kate, who flew to Indiana when she was arrested and said there are two sides to every story. And Cheyenne went to her court hearing. Macy went to the court hearing. I mean,
Gary did.
Gary went. I mean, I don't want to say they're flipping sides, but like, it's just, I didn't expect them.
It and sounds like they have more information than maybe they did before.
Yeah.
And it just sounds like, you know, it's different when you read a story about it or you read a police report. It's different when you actually hear it and you're in the world we live in now, you can be more of a witness because everyone has camera phones. I mean, it sounds like Andrew had possibly set up some sort of audio in the room. And, it's just very disturbing when you hear it firsthand.
That's what's a little, I guess, scary is that – because I always assumed he had recorded it on his phone. But maybe he had something set up in the room to kind of use. I don't know.
Yeah. And it's just interesting how this audio is allegedly from Christmas Eve. So to think of the things that have happened after that, you know, they celebrated James's first birthday, Mother's Day, and to see photos and stuff. And it's just crazy to look back on and to think, you know, that happened a month prior or 2 months prior. And, you know, I think they were here doing publicity, you know, with other sites. So it's, you know, we saw them together and you wouldn't think this. Like, I remember seeing Andrew and Amber and I was like, look how cute. And to think that this was going on behind closed doors. That's something Christina said on the reunion when Dr. Drew was asking. She was like, you know, everything seemed perfect, but we don't know what is happening behind closed doors.
And Amber has a court hearing coming up in October, and she does not have to attend. It's her attorney's attending. I think in regards to her felony battery case and into her custody case with Andrew, I'm sure these recordings are going to be used, and I don't think it's going to look good for her. Obviously.
Right, even if it's not formally entered into evidence— you know, I'm sure everyone involved in the case has heard of these.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's really hard to get that bias.
Yeah.
So I'm sure she's really shaken up and she's really upset. And I mean, we've all seen Amber's journey. We all were rooting for her. And I think she clearly needs more help. She needs sort of serious, very serious treatment for whatever anger issue she has or some postpartum depression, maybe. I don't know.
It's sad because I do think there are two sides to her story, and I do think that there were probably things that did set her off that we don't know about. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you just need to handle your anger better. You know,
right?
You can't do what she did in those recordings.
Yeah. Right.
No matter what happened.
Yeah, and also, you know, a lot of people are wondering, you know, what's her future with Teen Mom now? You know, MTV has possibly heard these recordings. I think everybody did. So, you know, will she stay on the show? Will she be let go because of this? You know, we followed her for the last 10 years when her time in prison and custody and also dealing with her mental health. So it's interesting, you know, to think, will they just, you know, cut it off now?
I mean, they already filmed scenes for next season, like all the girls at the court. So it looks like they're planning to keep her. However, this was before the recordings.
Yeah.
And it kind of brings us into our next topic about Barbara Evans, Janelle Evans' mom. As you guys all know, Janelle was fired from Teen Mom after her husband, David Eason, admitted to killing the family dog. And now Barbara wants to know why was the whole entire Evans family fired when they're supporting Amber?
Yeah, it's interesting to think, you know, how MTV just cut that whole family off. Mm-hmm. We had Nathan, who we've also followed since he got with Janelle, and they welcomed Kaiser together. And then David came along and Babs. And we also kind of followed Babs's journey with Jace. You know, she took Jace in when he was a little bitty baby. So we kind of watched her grow up as well as Jace's, you know, guardian. So to think, you know, how they cut off Janelle, you know, will they have to cut off Amber too now that people are making this point? You know, how do you fire one and not the other?
And let's also look at Farrah. I mean, they fired Farrah for her treatment of the crew, which, I mean, she did speak poorly to the crew. However, you know.
Yeah.
Amber's not doing anything. I think what Amber's doing is a little worse.
Yeah.
She also got fired because of her X-rated webcams. I mean, I don't want to say it, but I do think that there are grounds to fire her. I'm actually shocked that she hasn't been yet.
Yeah, but also think about Ryan Edwards. What was it, last summer? Maybe the summer before? They were apparently fired because Teen Mom didn't want to be associated with, you know, his addiction and his relapses and constant battle with, you know, drugs.
That was also...
But then he came back.
The thing with that was that MTV never released a statement on that. It was just them saying it. So I don't know how much I believe that.
Yeah.
Because then... Mackenzie was like, I'm not filming, and she was in the whole season.
Yeah, so without Ryan.
Without Ryan.
Yeah, so, she was filming. Yeah.
But so. I think it's also fair to say, as of now, Amber has not been convicted of a crime.
Yeah.
Whereas David Eason and Janelle were incredibly problematic for the crew, threatening the crew.
Yeah.
It was impossible to shoot with her. And
that's a good point.
It was like one thing after another with Janelle.
Mm-hmm.
But for Amber, it's more of, you know, she hasn't been convicted of a crime. She hasn't been found guilty.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they would ever make a decision without seeing the outcome of the case.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that this can also be MTV's efforts to kind of have a relatable storyline for people who are also struggling with anger?
Yeah, I think it's possible. I mean, I don't really know, but I feel like there's grounds for them to say, like, this is someone who's struggling with something. If she agrees to get help, you know, let's follow her journey. And if she is remorseful and she gets help, let's see what happens. Whereas with Janelle, there was zero remorse.
There was no remorse there.
They were just like, I killed the dog. And David obviously was hugely problematic with his homophobic and transphobic comments. So I think that they are two different situations. And each of the situations of firings on Teen Mom have been incredibly different.
Mm-hmm.
Like sex tapes, violence against animals, you know.
CPS.
And let's remember Farrah, too. I mean, there was a lot of issues. No one wanted to film with her.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know. I guess maybe.
I don't.
Maybe they won't fire her.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to fire Amber. I think, you know, they might take this and make it, you know, just use her platform to share this story. It's something that we see on the news all the time. It's, you know, especially with social media, so many domestic violence stories are shared. So I don't, you know, if they want to follow this story and just use it as a platform, I think, you know, educate. That was the whole point of the show. A lot of people, I did see someone say, but they're paying her. I mean, it's her job, but so I do, you know, that's kind of eh, but I think it's, you know, they should utilize this and just continue to educate, which they've been doing for the last 10 years. It's horrible what she's doing and we don't condone it, but they could use this, you know, to just continue what they started.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, a source close to Amber has told me that there's nothing has been determined. They've already filmed scenes. Right now, there's no information that she's been fired. However, nothing would surprise me at this point. Like, either way, I think I would understand where MTV is coming from.
Yeah. And the crew loves Amber.
They do. Yeah. She's, you know, very close, but a lot of them.
Yeah. I always forget her producer, the one with the glasses, the bald one. I forgot his name.
I don't remember.
But that's her producer.
Patrick?
No, not. That's, I think, Kale's. Is Patrick also Amber's? He's bald with the glasses.
I know who you're talking
glasses.
About. His name is not Patrick.
Yeah, I forgot his name, but he was actually at court with Amber.
Yes,
and
yes,
I think
yes.
Matt was the one telling us, like, you know, they didn't have to be there, but the crew genuinely loves Amber.
Yeah.
And even if they were filming her court scene or not filming, they would have been there. Mm-hmm. Kirthy, I remember seeing her, like, rubbing Amber's back.
Was Kiki there?
Possibly. I feel like Kiki's kind of just like floating around.
Yeah.
I think she was kind of filming with Ryan. So she's kind of just also like floating around. But the crew genuinely loves her. So that's a big difference. Like, the crew hated Farrah and Janelle.
So the crystal ball, without a crystal ball, has been kind of rallying for Amber's firing. Has social media been rallying too? Okay.
Yeah. A lot of people on Twitter think she should.
Okay.
But then there's also some people saying, you know, we followed your journey. Like, you went to prison, you hit Gary on camera, and we still followed. So it's kind of like back and forth. Mm-hmm. I think there was a petition to get her fired that was out there.
Was there?
Okay. Yeah. But, you know, a lot of people, I think Sean, her brother, was saying, you know, that's not going to work. You know, MTV's going to make their own decision.
How many petitions were there about Janelle?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, so many.
We did so many stories on those.
MTV doesn't take that into consideration.
Yeah.
It has no real value behind it. Just some people's on the internet signatures.
They're just going to fire it up. Yeah. They're not going to be like, 100,000 followers, let's get rid of her.
Yeah, no, if we get 20 more, then we'll fuck with it.
They're not going to base it off that. So a lot of people have been back and forth.
I just hope that no matter what, like, Amber's journey has always been kind of like a before and after. Like, she's in recovery now, but clearly that's not the case. And I just hope for her and her kids' sake that she gets help, and whether it's on camera or off.
Yeah, me too. Agreed. Getting into the third biggest story of the week. So Janelle and David, as we previously discussed, in late April, David shot and killed Janelle's dog, Nugget. A lot of people, actually a lot of things happened after that. Janelle was fired from T-Bomb 2, CPS removed the children from the home, and then weeks later, they regained custody. It's been back and forth, and a lot of fans from Team Mom, you know, they were rallying behind Janelle and David being charged with animal abuse and David being locked up after what he did. It went back and forth. They were, you know, saying, oh yeah, we don't know where the dog is. Janelle claimed she had no idea what happened to the dog. She thought the dog ran away. Ugh. And then she also said, do you remember that she only pretended just for publicity? Like, she just made up the story.
Yeah, but that was in Columbus County Sheriff's Office press release as to why they weren't charging him. And then right after that came out, Janelle said that wasn't true.
Yeah.
They've both said many times that David shot the dog.
It was on Instagram.
Yeah.
But David was like, I'm going to protect my family.
That was driving me nuts, how a lot of outlets were reporting. Like, a certain outlet came out just a week ago saying, David finally admits to killing the dog. It's like, no, he admitted to that weeks ago. I feel like some outlets that are not okay in radar.
Yeah. Maybe not, don't throw any shade.
Yeah.
They don't follow it as much.
Yeah,
so they don't know.
They're like, this isn't a new story, but the real Teen Mom fans know that that's not the real story.
Yeah.
He admitted it the next day on Instagram saying it bit Ensley's face. So
sources also told, many sources told Radar.
Right.
But it also happened.
Yeah. So then recently he, you know, as people said, finally, which, you know, that's not true. He just discussed again on camera saying that he did kill the dog. So a lot of people were saying, okay, we finally have video evidence of him admitting it. You know, why isn't he getting charged? So what's going on with that?
So a few outlets also reported that the Columbus County Sheriff's Office is looking to reopen the investigation. I actually spoke to the public information officer and she exclusively told Radar, the case has not been reopened. I have not heard anyone say they are reopening it. Investigators are aware of the interview that was publicized. So guys, I'm sorry to say, but David Easton is still off the hook and will likely continue to be, unless something changes, of course.
I mean, Teresa, you've been following this since Radar broke the news. Mm-hmm. And yeah. You've been following this if he was going to get charged with any crime forever and ever. And they've always said no.
Yeah, always.
Always said no. So this isn't just going to change because a certain outlet came out and said that they should or that they are. You know, it's not true. They live in a state, like, if maybe if it was, like, a New England state or New York, people would take that shooting a dog much more seriously. But in North Carolina, I don't think that they're as – they champion animal rights, perhaps. I don't know this for sure. I just want to say I'm sure there's great animal lovers in North Carolina, but it seems like they're not – they see animal as a property. And if you want to get rid of – kill your property, then that's your business. I feel like that's kind of how they've – it's seen.
So – let's look at Ryan Edwards. I mean, he admitted to Radar back in 2016 that he was killing feral cats on his property.
Yeah. But
he never got charged.
Right. So it's Tennessee. I don't know. I think different states have different laws, as we know. We've all had so much trouble with the legal systems in different states and how the rules are different, laws are different. So, yeah, I think it's just – I think that's disgusting. Yeah. And I can't even believe anyone would do that, but – people have different values and different of what an animal is to them.
Yeah, and I think even Janelle kind of made it seem that way, the way she was describing the incident in that interview. She was saying, you know, oh, he grew up with the country lifestyle. If any animal is threatening you, like, his dad taught him to just take care of it. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it made me cry. It broke my heart because I couldn't even imagine that as an animal lover. And that was kind of like Janelle's excuse. She was like, oh, yeah, we're from the country. Like, it, you know, it is what it is. That's how he grew up. And she was just like, you know, people don't understand him. It's like, yeah, how can we understand him?
I don't understand him. And also another thing is I know that Janelle deep down doesn't agree with that. Like, she was heartbroken. Nugget was like a child to her. And her own husband broke her heart like that.
Yeah.
And that's like what's even more – that's very disturbing to me that she's suddenly taking his side.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think that's an excuse. Let's look at Jeremy Calvert.
Yeah.
Liam Esther's husband, who also grew up in a similar lifestyle. He spoke out against what David did.
Yeah, exactly. He was just like, that's disgusting. That's, you know, horrible. How could someone do that? I mean, even Jeremy's like big on guns and stuff.
Yeah, they have some similar beliefs to both of them.
Yeah, but he doesn't believe in what David does. He doesn't believe in how he flaunts it, how he acts with it, how irresponsible he is. So, yeah, that's a good point. You know, he's country lifestyle too, but that's not an excuse.
No.
And you could tell Janelle was just looking down the entire interview. She was just like, I don't even want to
make tears.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, she clearly doesn't agree. And that's more like if my husband ever did that.
Oh my God.
I would divorce him within 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, that's not okay to me. But you know what? This is Janelle's life, and this is the choices that she's making to stand by him.
Yeah. She's just, you know, sticking it out, and she just can't leave him, you know, no matter what. It's sad.
Really sad.
Yeah.
But it's disturbing. But as always, Teresa will keep you updated. If anything changes, it will continue.
As of now,
nothing.
Nothing's happening. David will not be charged with a crime.
You never know what the future holds for them.
Nope. So for Truth or Tale, everyone wants to know if Javi American and his fiance Lauren are back together after his cheating scandal. It's very confusing because it seems like she's back inside their house together, even though she definitely, as we reported, she moved out earlier right after the scandal. So everyone wants to know, are they back together or are they not?
Yeah, so she has not been wearing her engagement ring in recent photos. So obviously a lot of people are thinking it's still done. But I've been in their Delaware home, and she has been posting 100% from their kitchen and from their living room.
Mm-hmm.
So a source told me that Lauren is back in the home and that they are trying to work things out.
I think it's understandable because they just had a baby together. I mean, when you think about it, it's crazy. Like, this guy cheated on you in your own – allegedly in your own home.
Yeah.
But they just had a baby. How old is Eli now?
He's going to be 1 in November. Yeah.
So he's a very – all right, I remember because it was like the same week like I got married, and when Teresa was like, doing so busy that week, so I was out.
Yeah, I remember. I was like, of course.
Yeah, everything happens at once.
Yeah.
Anyways, I mean, I can see that she wants to keep her very young family together. If he's incredibly apologetic and begging for her back. I mean, he made a public statement of his apology and love for her. That has to go a long way with her, it seems.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are saying it's crazy because it happened, a month ago, I would say, around?
I can't remember. I have no use of time.
Yeah, but I mean, she's been back what seems maybe 2 weeks now. She's been posting in the house.
Yeah, and that's my thing. I think from the get-go, I've said, gonna get back together. I know Lauren said that they weren't, but she uprooted her entire life. I mean, everything at the moment right now is in Delaware. She doesn't want to go in a nasty custody battle with Javi. So I understand why they're fixing it. I just didn't think she was going to go back in 2 weeks. I really wish she would have, like, made him sweat and made him really be like, crap, I messed up.
Yeah.
Because going back so quickly is kind of like, oh, well, maybe I can do this again. And she'll come running back.
No, yeah, I agree. I'm very happy that they're working on things. You know, they have an adorable family. They were great together. We've seen them both together. So I think they're a great couple. Very nice people. I guess thinking back, what she went through after the whole Brianna thing and Kale thing, when it came out that Javi was sleeping with Kale, Brianna, and getting back together with her, like literally within the same month, within weeks apart. So that was really difficult for her. She was called choice number three. She still is. You know, if you look at her Instagram comments, before she turns them off or filters them, it's always, oh, how does it feel to be the third option, the third choice? Because that was all on TV.
Yeah.
Like, that would crush me knowing, you know, and also seeing Javi say those things like, oh, yeah, Brianna, if you don't want to date me, I have someone else coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really, really hard. And I gave her a lot of credit for, you know, being with him while that was all airing and overcoming that. But to think back of all these things, it definitely isn't easy. So that's why I was like, oh, maybe, you know, since all that has happened within the last few years, like, it hasn't been easy for them, you know, to upload a photo with your significant other and always having the comments turned off. That's sad. You know,
it's really sad. And from the beginning, this relationship has been sad.
Yeah. You know, it's always been like, oh.
Because then even when they were together in July of 2000, whatever it was, she was, like, the first real girlfriend after Kale. So she had to go through Kale slamming her on Twitter. Like, there was always something. There was never a moment in the relationship where it was, like, good. Even
it was drama-free.
Yeah.
Just drama, drama, drama.
There's so much drama. Yeah, because when they got together, I think that's when, like, Javi and Kale were like, oh, should we get back together? Should we not?
Yeah, and Kale was like, wow, you took her jet skiing. That's the same
thing
we did.
You took her to basketball games.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's always been drama. Filled with drama.
I don't know. I think she should just...
I think she should have made him
throw
sweat.
Throw the towel in, but it's fine.
No, yeah, we're really happy, but I agree. I just wish it was a little bit longer.
Me too.
You know, even though they have a kid together, make him, you know, come see the baby, put in the extra work. I mean, we'll see what happens. You never know. They're just working on things, so...
Yeah, they might not work out.
Yeah, so we will see, and we will, of course, keep you guys updated. Well, everyone, that is all we have for this week's episode. Make sure you check back next week for even more Teen Mom drama.
Bye! Bye.